Please welcome Gene Melter.
Thank you, Kurt. Good evening. My friend Rachel and I both lived in San Francisco, so we carpooled together to the middle school where we taught, which was 25 miles south of the city. And one early winter morning, I came to pick her up as usual, and she got in the car. Before she even could buckle, I just burst out, said something like, Rachel, you remember that guy I told you about? You remember that guy who I met at my sister's Christmas party? You know, my nephew's best friend's older brother? That guy? The guy who sent the flyer to about the play? That guy, he's coming to the play. He's coming. And Rachel wasn't used to me being optimistic and cheerful and chatty at that hour. She was sort of confused. She's like, what? What? Who are you talking about? And I said, Matt, remember Matt? I sent him a flyer, and he called, and he's coming to the play. He's coming Friday. He's coming opening night, or in this case, opening afternoon. He's coming to the play. And she said, Matt? You mean the physics professor? The one who lives in Sacramento? And I said, yes. And she said, wow, he must really like you. And I said, why do you say that? And she said, Gene, do you know where Sacramento is? And I said, like near Oakland? And she said, no, it's way farther. He's going to drive like 90 miles each way to see an eighth grade play. And I was so thrilled because I dated some guys recently and none of them had shown what you'd call enthusiasm. And here this brilliant, attractive man was willing to drive hours and heavy traffic, possibly, to see me. So I was really looking forward to Friday, but meanwhile, I had to get through all my week of teaching and tech rehearsals, and this was my first foray into directing. The kids and I wrote the play ourselves. The Return of Eleanor Hobbs was a ghost story about a haunted middle school being plagued by the ghosts of victims of the 1903 earthquake and fire. But it has an uplifting final scene. And I turned out to be one of those intense directors. I was maybe pretty hard on the kids that during tech week because, you know, there's a lot at stake when you put on a play and there's a strict deadline and you just wonder, will all the elements come together? The acting and the sets, there are special effects in this thing and the costumes, the makeup, will it all come together? Or will you, the director, look like a complete fool in front of the entire school community and the guy you like? So finally, Friday opening afternoon came around, and the play went off pretty well. It was well received, you might say, and I was pretty pleased. And so after I gave notes to the actors, etc., I went and found Matt in the back of the auditorium, and he said some nice things about the play, and that made me feel great. Unfortunately, Rachel was still hanging around because I was a ride home. So Matt invited both of us to dinner, and I chose a Chinese restaurant near the school, and off we went. And it was a booth-type restaurant, so it was Matt on one side of the table and then Rachel and me on the other. And I really resented this arrangement because Rachel was very pretty. And I mean in a general, universal, conventional sense, like any group of people anywhere in the world would agree that Rachel was really fucking pretty. And at my best, I was merely cute, and here I was quite bedraggled after, you know, a long tech week. But there was nothing I could do about that, except I knew, and Matt didn't, that Rachel was a devout Christian saving herself for marriage. And I felt that this would be a challenging and frustrating situation, like a dating situation for a horny humanist, which I assumed Matt to be. And so I made a point of working things into the conversation about her very thorough knowledge of scripture, you know, that sort of thing, her various church commitments. So we went along chatting and having a great time. And then after a couple hours, Matt said he had a long drive home to Sacramento, and so he had to hit the road. So he walked us out to our cars, So we're standing on the chilly sidewalk. My heart is pounding. Is he going to ask me out, or am I never going to see him again? What's going to happen? And we thank him for taking us out to dinner. He thanks me for inviting him to the play. He said he had a really good time. And then he says, actually, I have a conference coming up in San Francisco at the Exploratorium. My heart, you know, swells. And then Rachel cuts in, pipes up, and says, oh, Gene hates the Exploratorium. Remember that time you took a field trip there, Gene, and it was so terrible? It was so funny. This kind of thing. And Matt sort of shuts down and thanks us again, gets in his car and drives away. And I don't remember if I started yelling at Rachel right there on the sidewalk in public or if I waited until we got in the car, but I do remember yelling at her for miles and miles. And the conversation went something like, he was about to ask me out. You ruined everything. And she said, I know. I'm really sorry, Gene. Why did you tell him I hate the Exploratorium? It's a sciencey place full of sciencey things. And he's a scientist. Science is his life. And now he thinks I hate science. I know. I should have just said you hate field trips. You've got to fix this, Rachel. This kind of thing. It's Rachel saying, you know, okay, just shut up. Just shut up. Stop yelling at me so I can think. So I just fumed silently driving the rest of the way to the San Francisco. And by the time we reached Rachel's house, she'd come up with a plan. I would write Matt a very nice note thanking him for taking us to dinner. And then I would offer to give him a private tour of San Francisco. Well, I did this. I got out my nicest, floweriest stationery and wrote the nicest note I possibly could in my very best, most legible handwriting, and I sent it off to Matt. And he responded immediately. We set up our tour for the following Saturday, starting early in the morning. And we ate at least three meals together. The date lasted 10 or 12 hours. We hit many, many tourist sites. And by the way, one of the meals I prepared myself, and it was crab sandwiches with real crab meat, which I could barely afford, plus homemade fudge, because I don't do things halfway. And we went to many wonderful places and threw frisbee on the beach and went to an art museum. We did everything, all the while talking and getting to know each other and laughing and just having a wonderful time. And after that private tour, that was all Rachel's idea to fix her stupid blunder, we were inseparable unless we had to be separated, which was the case since I was in San Francisco and he was in Sacramento, but we were inseparable except when we had to be separated. We were married 7 months later, and we've been married 28 years. Thank you.